It's a blockish building with the top floor set back. The bottom floor has storefronts, and the second is crowned with arched windows.
This is the entrance, as you see.
Albert Abdouche is the owner of the Americus, and he greets me in the vast lobby. It includes a restaurant and a bar. On the wall behind the guest check-in, there's a timeline of the hotel's history, which includes Abdouche's portrait.
This is the history of the hotel. How it's built, you know, what's the process, you know, what happened to the hotel.
And you're there,
2009. Yeah, well, you know, I'm part of the history.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Abdouche, who immigrated from Syria 40 years ago, decided to purchase the deteriorating property, which is on the National Register of Historic Places.
Everything you see here is originals.
Including giant chandeliers in the ballroom past the lobby.
Not too many hotels in Pennsylvania has a green crystal.
What does that mean?
You see the green up there?
Yes.
On closer look, there's a green tinge to them.
A lot of crystal today has a white crystal. It's very expensive. This is the original.
Wow.
The elevator stops at the fifth floor.
I'm going to show you this room where President Nixon stayed. Anybody home? Nobody's home.
This is the room where Richard Nixon stayed during his 1960 presidential campaign against JFK. While the upper levels and the rooftop bar aren't yet complete, Abdouche says after 11 years of renovations, he has a modern hotel with the style of the 20s. Genesis Ortega, WLVR News.